It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Barack Obama has opened up a lead in the polls ahead of Saturday's Democratic primary in South Carolina. While he has overwhelming support from African-American voters there, he's struggling to attract white voters. Scott Huffman, who's a political scientist at Winthrop University in South Carolina, said the explanation might seem obvious.
You assume, oh, well, you know, a huge racial divide, you know, whites voting for white people, blacks voting for a black man. But it's really not necessarily like that.
Huffman says South Carolina, like many southern states, has experienced a political shift in recent decades. White Democrats who lean conservative have become Republicans. That means the whites who still call themselves Democrats are, on average, more liberal than African Americans. They are traditionally party Democrats, many low income, and many fondly remembering the good economic times under Bill Clinton. This is pretty much what NPR's David Green found when he spent yesterday in predominantly white Greenwood County, South Carolina.
The Dixie Drive-In. It's been an institution in Greenwood for decades. Scott McCravey's family owns it. He's in the kitchen with rows of sizzling burger patties in front of him.
Famous for the Dixie cheese half and half. It's a cheeseburger plate with half fries and half onion rings. Made a lot of people fat in this town. It's a good fat.
He's got regulars who come in and sit at the lunch counter every day, like Bobby Driver, an insurance broker. He's checking the front page of the local paper.
The headlines is Barack Obama says he's fired up and ready to go.
The photo shows Obama in Greenwood the day before, but Bobby Driver says he's leaning towards voting for John Edwards.
I think he's a good guy. He's from our area. He grew up in the textile end of it. He worked hard. He doesn't like these big corporations which seem to be running the country. He may not get the nomination. It doesn't look good, but I'm just going to vote my convictions this time around.
Another one of the drive-in regulars is Curtis Wilson, 74 years old, spent his life driving a truck around the country.
Not many roads I haven't been on.
Now he's retired, and he says he's driving towards one thing.
Get Bush out of the White House.
Wilson will be voting Saturday.
And it will be for Hillary.
Now, what about some of the others, like Barack Obama? You thinking about him?
I'm not ready for him yet.
Why is that?
I don't know. I don't want to say something to make you think it's a racial issue, but it's not. I just don't believe we're ready for him yet.
What do you like about Hillary?
Because she's Bill's wife, and I love Bill.
What do you like about Bill?
Everything he done. Except maybe a few things inside closed doors, but you know. But other than that, I thought he made us a good president.
It's the kind of summary of 8 years in the White House that might make the Clintons wince, unless, of course, it's what gets them back there in 2008. Listen to people in Greenwood, and you hear a lot of affection for the Dixie Drive-In, like this from Isabel Watson.
A lot of people have met their husbands at the Dixie. I met mine at the Dixie. Isn't that right, Barbara?
Isabel Watson says she and her husband both like Barack Obama.
He's been really good about, you know, talking about helping people. I think he worked in Chicago when it helping people that were losing jobs and that type of thing. Well, you know, I think he would have an idea, you know, of what happens to people.
But what really motivates them is the issue of health insurance.
Even as First Lady, I know she did not have anything official, but she was there. And I know she knew a lot that was going on, and she tried to do some things. Like all the first ladies take on something, you know, that they want to work with. And she was working with the health care, and I like that.
This Saturday in South Carolina, and again in a score of states on February 5th, these are the memories Hillary Clinton is counting on to bring her victory. David Green, NPR News, Greenwood, South Carolina.